The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you can come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. If you all have a white candle or any candle you might have, if you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all the people here tonight with your white light.
What it is 5 years ago, my ex-husband now killed our son. I'm trying to come off all of medication and come out of this fog, this emotional numbness, and I'm really having a hard time not reaching for a bottle.
But I'm feeling regret about things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cry every day.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Something out of it, but think of all the other people that come, especially people that are dealing with problems, with needing healing, and that's why people come to Journey in the Light. And your love and your open-mindedness and non-judgment, I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedub.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael.
I hear your voice.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Coming from no prophet, just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall make when we're okay.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long, and thanks for being here. We are going to have just a great show coming up right now. Man, there's a lot of you guys here today. That's great. A lot of people on the phone lines already, 15 on hold. That is amazing. My guest for the first time on Journey into the Light is psychic clairvoyant by Shelley is her name, and she will be joining us here momentarily, and just a little bit later into the program we'll be taking your phone calls for one specific question for a free reading. Best way of make sure or not make sure best chance of getting on and getting on early is to hop on into our chat room and go into the chat room, Blog Talk Radio, Journey into the Light. When you get in the chat room, put your area code in there and first name, please. And I will bring up the chat room people in early. And that's how you can do that. Also, to also get in early, like the fan page on Facebook at Journey into the Light. So you got time to do that. So go in the chat room, put your first name and area code, and go to the fan page also at Journey into the Light on Facebook. Like that. Once you do that, let me know in chat, and I will mark you down as one of our first people to come in the show. Not required, but if you want to get in early, there are the particulars. I always believe when you receive something, you give it back. So paying it forward, as they call it. So there you go there. So thanks, everybody, for being here. If this is the first time you've been here, Journey into the Light, we're a family on Journey into the Light. We have been on the air almost within a month, 7 years of programming. That's right, 7 years of programming. And what's more important is we're on daily. Maybe you didn't know that. So a great way of following this show is click on the follow button. The best thing on Blog Talk to follow the show is click on the follow button. You'll find that button at the top left of your screen. And this way you'll get updates of all of our shows, letting you know who the guest is and the time of the show. So you at least know when the shows are. And this way you don't miss a single show. So click on the follow button in the top left of the screen. Also, my Facebook links are there. Send me a friend request on Facebook. I post all my show information there, pictures of my guests, spiritual quotes, just different things I think you will enjoy. There you go. We will have shows also later on this evening, so check our listings here on the Blog Talk page. So we will have shows here this evening as well. So join us here all day long. So there you go. So that should do it here for the show. Also, you can catch me on LA Talk Radio on Tuesdays. LA Talk Radio on Tuesdays, 4 o'clock Eastern. We just had on a couple of days ago the number one show on True TV, which is called Hardcore Pawn. Les Gold, the owner of the jewelry store and pawn show in Detroit, and star of the show, was our guest. You can catch that in the archives and all the other great shows we've done. We have hosted George Norrie, the host of Coast to Coast AM, the big powerhouse show. And catch all of that again. Go to LA Talk Radio, Channel 2, Empowering Your Life. You'll see all the archives there. We'll be soon expanding to Mondays also, 5 o'clock Eastern, with Dr. Nicola Bird will be my co-host on that show. So there you go. Very much. As you guys keep on calling in, we're going to go, and I'm going to bring on my guests now into the show. And let's go live and bring on Vaishali into the show. Welcome. How are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. How are you? Thank you. I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm glad that you are here. First time on the show. You'll be here weekly, so looking forward to that. So kind of get to know you type thing I would like to do. So kind of get people kind of a idea about you and so forth. So you are located where? Like what state? I forget what you said.
I am up in Northern California near the San Francisco area. I'm in the Bay Area.
Okay, very good. And can you tell the listeners kind of a little bit about yourself, like how you got started working in the psychic, you know, realm and what you're doing now?
Yes, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. This was over 10, 15 years ago. I was browsing through a bookstore, Barnes & Noble. I used to live in Southern California at the time in Orange County. And there was a book which jumped out at me. And it was a book on astrology. So I went and bought it. And I read it in like 2 or 3 days. So even though I was like originally interested in astrology, this kind of sparked my interest. So then I went and got more books and started studying it and exploring it and so on and so forth. And in the course of time, I actually ran into a person who connected me to like an astrologer, a couple of astrologers, and some conferences and so on and so forth. So for the next couple of years, I was kind of attending conferences and learning astrology and so on and so forth. And then after a while, it kind of died down. I used to do readings. I used to post ads on Craigslist, get a few readings, and after a while, it died down. And then similar things kind of happened for the other stuff that I do, my clairvoyant readings, my card readings, and so on and so forth. I accidentally bumped into some things which kind of brought me along this line. And I was mainly doing readings for myself. And then I started doing readings for friends. And then everyone started coming back to me and telling me that whatever I had predicted actually happened. So then I started doing them on websites, and now I do, most of the time I do phone readings, online readings, either on the phone or by chat. And I have a lot of clientele that come back and say that my predictions actually came to pass, so to say.
Right. Well, great. So when you connect and you get a reading, how does it work for you? Do you connect? Because all psychics work differently. Some work with angels. Some work with colors and things they see. Some connect to spirit, to the actual people who have passed. How do you work? How do you get your messages?
So it works in various different ways. When I'm doing the astrology charts, then I just look at the chart and do it, and that's kind of based on knowledge, so there is no connection per se. In the other cases, it's mainly using like your sixth and the seventh chakra, which is your third eye and your crown chakra. And all of us have that. It's just not activated because we don't use it enough. It's just like anything else that you do in life. Like, let's say that you want to run a marathon. You cannot get up and say, tomorrow I'm going to run it. To kind of train yourself for it. And the psychic abilities work the same way. All of us have them to a certain extent. And then once you develop that, you're kind of developing a strong connection with the Supreme Being. You can call it the Supreme Being, the Source, the Spirit, angels. They're all just different names for, like, one source. And when your crown is strong enough,
okay, it looks like we lost a guest, but we will reconnect here, so stand by. And again, call on into the number 347-884-8245 is the number to call. Hop on in the chat room, let me know the area code that you're in if you're wanting a reading here today on Journey into the Light. And again, great seeing so many of you all here today. So, okay, so, okay, it looks like we've reconnected, I think. Vaishali, are you there?
Yes, I'm not sure
okay.
What happened. I lost
just
the line.
The line just dropped, yeah. So just lost your line there. So we got
How
you back,
did you
though.
Hear?
Well, you were talking about the chakras and how to act, you know, not how, but, you know, activating the chakra. And did you have more wanted to finish on that line?
Yeah, I'll just summarize it really quickly. It's mainly based on the sixth and the seventh chakras, and the clairvoyance is like the ability to see the pictures, so you'll kind of see like a flash of pictures in front of you and kind of get a message. That's the clairaudience. And the knowingness or the claircognizance is like you just know, like as soon as they ask a question, the answer kind of just comes to you like that. And that's like the other ability. It's called the claircognizance or the knowingness. And these are all the abilities of the sixth and seventh mainly, the sixth and the seventh chakras.
How is it, is it easy? Well, can you explain to the listeners how you activate? You say you activate a certain chakra. A lot of us don't use that. Is it something you could go over to kind of explain how that is done?
Yes, mainly it comes by the easiest way for someone to be able to, it's like using your subconscious mind, and the easiest way to be able to do it is like when you go to bed at night, instead of turning your alarm for, let's say, 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., you just tell yourself that I want to get up at 5. And then you can get up, when you get up the next day, just see what time it is. And within a couple of tries, you'll kind of get it, like you won't need the alarm, and you can just tell yourself. And that's a part of your system or your subconscious mind. And you can slowly, that's like a very basic step to get started. So you can start that way and then kind of go on and develop things from there. You can ask the universe to show you a sign for something, as an example, like let's say someone is looking for a job or something, and he has like two companies, A and B, and he's really torn as to which company he needs to join. And he can ask the universe, like, can you show me a sign as to which company I need to join? I have offers from both of them. And then suddenly when you're driving around, you'll either see like the name of a company, or you'll hear something on the radio, or something will happen. The universe kind of knows how you are receptive to signals. So it will send its signal in its own unique way to you. The way it sends to me may not be the same as the way it sends to the other people. But once you start kind of experimenting and playing with it, you'll kind of know that this is a signal or a sign from the universe that, you know, A is the company that I need to join.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's very good to know. Are you able to shut that off, like when you want to get away from it, you know, go to sleep? Are you, you know, bothered by, is it off, you know, is it able to turn it on and off?
Yes, you can turn it on and off. It's just like anything else. I don't like, for instance, I was in the gym the other day and a girl was asking me, you know, she said, like, so can you, like, just see everything right now? I said, no, I don't turn it on all the time. It's only when someone calls in for a reading and asks a question, then I connect myself and I look at the question and I tell them what the answer to that question is going to be.
Yeah, I think people see too many movies where, you know, where you see a psychic and they just touch someone's hand. And does it ever work that way? Touch someone's hand and all of a sudden all these visions come out and, oh, my God.
That happens. So those things can also happen. For instance, like, I'll give you an example. I was driving to a bank one day and someone had asked me to, I guess, send them a check or a wire or something. And deep down in my gut, I felt like a really strange feeling that something was off, something was off, something was off. And my whole third chakra, which is like just 3 inches above your belly button, it just started feeling weird. Or I just started feeling weird, like, you know, you get cramps in your stomach kind of a thing. I started getting weird feeling in my stomach that something was wrong. So I went ahead, I went to the bank, and I told the guys that I need to make this wire. So they wrote everything, and they were about to make it, and they realized that the code I gave them, one of the SWIFT codes, was incorrect. So they said, you have to come back tomorrow with the correct code because it's almost closing time. And to make a long story short, I realized that the guy who was asking for the money was a fraud, so I ended up kind of winning on that one. So that's like, that's your psychic senses getting activated, telling yourself not to do something because something is off. So you, once it happens, like, it happens a few times, you will learn to recognize those signals. It's just like getting a voice in your head. Sometimes you get a voice in your head and you ignore it, and then something happens, and then you realize, oh, that's what that voice was trying to tell me. That's a part of your psychic ability, but if you haven't really exercised it, then you don't pay attention to it, so you kind of ignore it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I think it's, I don't know what your thoughts on this, you know, meditation is really important because I think we all, you know, have busy lives. And if we just keep so busy, I think it's hard for the messages to come out. But if we meditate, I know for myself speaking, if I do that, I will get these messages like you are talking to me. They'll flow so, and you know, so quickly. And if you're looking for them, you know, do you notice?
Yes, definitely. When you meditate, you kind of, you'll just get a flash of a message. Like it may be a sentence, a string of words or something, and then you'll realize later what that message meant. Sometimes they kind of come a little bit disguised. They may not be like really clear or coherent as to what it is. But soon you'll learn to recognize the language. It's just like learning a new language. And once you recognize the language, how you are getting the communication, then you learn to interpret it and kind of see the signals for yourself and be able to kind of do stuff for yourself.
Right. Yeah. And because I've, you know, if you do that, the meditation, and you look for it and you believe, it will come together. I know it's happened to me. But if you do the opposite, you're so busy, you're texting, you got the radio on or the phone on or TV on, and you're just computer, you know, and you're just like, yeah, that don't work, you know. So then you're not going to notice. That's why people who don't believe in this type of area don't believe, because they don't open themselves to the possibility, because that's really, really important.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know the only time I have actually seen an apparition, a ghost, you know, actually before me, and in a clear day and clear afternoon, walk across a interstate, and I thought it was, you know, a guy dressed in black at one point, because it was in the distance, and I thought, why is this guy walking across the interstate with cars coming? And a couple seconds later, the cars just went through this guy, who turned out to be, you know, an apparition. But I looked, and then sure enough, when I got up to that spot, you know, there was a cross there. Someone had died recently there, and it all made sense. And I know that was a period in my life where I meditated a lot, and I looked for signs, and things happened. But the busier I get, the less I see things like that.
Yeah, meditation definitely makes it easier, and the best times to meditate are like early in the morning when you wake up, or late at night when you go to bed. I meditate actually two, three times a day, but
yeah,
those are really the best times, like early morning and late night before you go to bed. You can set the energy for the next day or the next week and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's very important. And to, you know, and you know, deep, the, you know, if you don't have time for meditation, maybe you're in the office or whatever, just that deep breathing really helps. I know recently I picked up, I work with so many different people, and I picked up someone's energy that just wasn't very good. It was anger and just frustration and just different things, and I felt that energy, and it was so in me that you know, I didn't have time to meditate, but I did the deep breathing. I believe, you know, I've been taught the breathing through the soles of your feet and then into your stomach, you know, hold 5-6 seconds and then exhale, and it really, really works. And everybody's got their own deep breathing patterns, but what do you think on that?
I do deep breathing myself, and that's in addition to meditation. And I do like an Indian technique. It's called pranayama. And the way it works is the deep breathing is actually helpful for the soul, just like how our body needs exercise. The deep breathing is like more for the internal organs or the internal, I'm sorry, I said soul, but it's mainly for the internal part of the body or the internal parts of the body that get exercised. And once you start doing it regularly, you will definitely feel a huge difference in how you feel. If not anything, you'll definitely like get a feeling of more freshness, kind of a thing. But it definitely helps a lot in, there's like different exercises for different types of diseases and so on and so forth. And there's like just a few general techniques that you can use for other things. So I only do two or three of them, but there's lots and lots of exercises on deep breathing, and they're extremely helpful. That's also another way of kind of, you know, getting, focusing on something or concentrating on something, those kind of things.
Okay, well, great. And now, before we go to callers, how best can people reach you? So
the best way for people to reach me is, let's see, either they can email me through my website. Do I give my website out? Or?
Sure, yes. Yeah, I have it listed on the show page, but please give it out, yeah.
Okay, so I'll just spell it. It's my name. It's VAISHALINIKHADE.com. So that's my name, VaishaliNikhade.com. You can go to my website and go to the contact page and drop me an email through there. Or you can reach me at area code 415-735-6757. It's 415-735-6757. And then if you want to get a reading, I have a call button on my website. You can call directly through the call button and do the reading that way, or you can schedule a reading for a particular time through that call button, and so on and so forth. And you can also get email readings through the site. The links are all on the site. You can just go to the site, and it's all laid out pretty clearly. So if you have any questions, just feel free to reach me through the Contact Us page.
Okay, very good. And is there a business line you got, or is that the way?
That's the one
way?
I gave out, the 415-735.
Okay.
That's the business line, yeah.
Okay, so 415-735-6757.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of people just, sometimes it's easier for people just to, you know, call, you know, some people don't have, so that's important. So that's great. And we'll give information out again here later in the show. So really, if you want a full in-depth reading, that's where you should go. And you could do that after the show. And I'm sure Vaishali here will help you tremendously and go more deep. Again, then these, we'll be taking calls now for one specific question. Again, these are mini readings. Please ask only one specific question, no generals. We want to help as many people as possible. And okay, so there you go. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show, I know people have just joined us too. And if you've already done this, it might be good to do it one more time. Again, the fastest way of getting on the show here today is hop on in the chat room. And when you're in the chat room, put your area code in and also your first name, and make sure you've go ahead and like the fan page at Journey Into the Light on Facebook. And lastly, make sure you click on the follow button here on the show page here on Blog Talk, so you get all the updates of our new and upcoming shows now that we're almost just about into our seventh year of daily programming. So there you go. All right, so on to the phone lines here, folks. And let's see here. Let's go to area code. Well, let's just bring Tiffany on into the show. Welcome, Tiffany. You're calling from where? Hi.
I'm calling from California, the Bay Area.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Hi, Tiffany. Go ahead with your question. What would you like to know?
Okay, thank you. I'm in trouble at work, and also my company was bought out. And so for my highest happiness, do you see me going back to hospital or in a corporate environment as my next job?
Do I see you working in a hospital or in a corporate environment?
Yes.
Let me check. 1 second. It seems that you're a little bit wary of the corporate environment. You're a little bit bored over there. You may feel that you want to be happy over there, or that is a part of you which wants happiness over there. but there's a part of you which is bored over there, and also you are a little bit vigilant, or you want to be extremely cautious as far as the corporate environment is concerned. As far as the hospital is concerned, it seems that it's a little bit more of a secure job or a stable job, but there is some aspect of it which you either don't like, or you're kind of, let's say you are some upset over something, or there is a small amount of stress over something, or there's a huge network of people that you need to deal with, and that's what causes you stress. But there is some aspect of the first one, which is the hospital, which there's a little bit worry or concern about as far as the hospital is concerned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense on why I don't like each of them, and yeah.
Yeah, but it seems that you're, so did I really answer your question? It seems you're going to be very much more vigilant of the corporate environment. Like, I would rate that as a second option, and you may just end up going for the first option that you stated. It seems that it's almost as though you know which is the better evil kind of thing. I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's really what you are kind of contemplating or debating against, like, is this better or is that better? And then in each one of them, you're kind of seeing the flaws, so to say, or at least that's what I'm seeing. And also, a part of it is both of them seem like really slow for you, or the pace of work seems to be really slow. Like in the second case, the corporate environment, it seems to be almost boring, like things are at standstill, that kind of a thing. In the first one, even though it may be a little bit slow, at least it's more secure. So you may be a little bit, you may give a little more weight to that part of the aspect and just kind of go with that. So the short answer to your question is, I think that you may end up choosing the first option as the first priority, and the second option is possibly the second priority.
Are you picking up a date or a timeline?
No, the date is a separate question. Mike, can we do two? The date? I'm sorry.
No, thanks.
No, I elaborated quite a bit on your two options.
Okay, thank you both.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Tiffany. And again, my guest information here is listed here on the show page, so go there for a longer in-depth reading. And again, let me see here. So that's the best way. And again, call in 415-635-6757. That is the phone number to contact my guest after the show to get a full in-depth reading. Go ahead and, you know, order yourself a full in-depth reading. That's the way to go. And, okay, so let's continue on. Again, one question only, please. Let's go to Brian into the show. Welcome, Brian. You're calling from where?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Arlington, Massachusetts.
Yes, yeah. Bryn, that's right.
Hi, Vaishali. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, okay, I guess that's part of my question. Lately, I don't know if it's like from last month, I feel like I've been feeling kind of out of it, like sort of blocked and fuzzy and muddy feeling, and I don't know if that's a theme for the year or I'm going through some energetic transition, so I was just wondering what you could read in my aura to see where it's progressing to on a kind of one question thing.
Yeah, the aura reading by itself is like half an hour reading, but I wouldn't be able to do that as one question right now,
no,
but we can
right,
look
yeah.
into it later. But
yeah.
as soon as you called in, I picked up your voice. I picked up your voice, and there is a lot of, how do I say it? There's a lot of energy which is kind of saying that something is wrong, and you know, like more like you cannot do anything about the circumstances, and it's almost as though the circumstances are controlling you instead of you kind of being senior to them. So
right.
Why don't you ask me a more specific question? Because I picked up a lot of the vibes in your voice itself without anything. I won't be able to, like, it wouldn't be fair for me to, like, keep talking about it. So why don't you just, like, the girl in front of you asked a specific question, like, do you see me doing this job or that job? Do you have, like, a specific question as to which area of your life is being affected? Relates your work?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, okay, let me put this question out. In terms of bringing some new friends in my life, is this going to be a year of some social contacts, or is it a time for sort of solitary reflection?
Okay, so will you have more friends this year, or will you be by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want for the whole year, or just for the next couple of months?
Just for the year, if that's possible.
Yeah, that's fine. So will you have... The problem is it can take 1 month or 12 months for the thing to come through. That's why I was asking you. That's okay.
Oh, I see.
So will he have more friends this year, or will it be more of a solitary period? I don't get that you will have a solitary period. It seems that you're going through a lot of... are you going through depression?
Yeah, I think I get in... When the winter happens, I get too kind of depressed and, you know, that kind of thing. And I've dealt with it kind of in my life to differing degrees, you know,
mm-hmm.
some better, some not, some deep, some lighter, you know.
And then you can't sleep at night? Do you have problems
sleeping at
night?
My sleeping patterns have not been good, and that was never used to be the case, yeah.
That's what I see, that you have, like, a lot of worries or stress, and that's kind of preventing you from sleeping at night, or you have issues with sleeping at night. And it's almost like, you know, you're waiting for something new to happen, or you're waiting for a new opportunity, you're waiting for this period to be over. I do get that you will have friends as far as the original question was concerned.
Yeah.
I do get that you will have, you may be a little bit surprised, and you will actually have some friends, and maybe more than one, maybe at least a couple or so. But I also get the fact that the friendships are going to take you by surprise, or you're going to be surprised by that. And there's going to be some movement as far as friendship is concerned.
Right.
I do also get that you need to be able to lay your stresses to rest,
mm-hmm.
or kind of put your worries to bed, so to say, and to be able to get over your depression or sleep well and so on and so forth and move forward. And if you do that, it is possible for you to move forward and put this behind you.
Right.
So that's
okay.
That's what I get.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's very
helpful. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Bren.
Thank you, again,
you're very welcome. And again, the number to contact my guest privately to get a private reading is 415-635-6757. Also, the website is listed here on the show page right below the bio, so click on that as well. And a huge response today. Remember, my guest will be with me every Thursday here at this time, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific time. So tell your friends, write it down, and let's go next to, we're going to go to someone, let's bring in Lee to the show. Lee, happy birthday. I hear it's tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Thank you. On that note, I quit my job last week, and I am ready for a new beginning. Little stressed with finances, so I'd like to know where I'm going. and if we're going to be okay financial.
So you want to know what kind of job you will get, or?
Yeah, sure. I'm ready. I'm ready for a new beginning. I can feel it.
Okay, and do you have, like, specific companies in mind or specific industries in mind, or?
Well, I am a nurse by trade, and I want to start my own business.
So your question is, will you be starting your own business?
Yes. And will I be financially okay with that? Because if not, I will have to look elsewhere.
Okay, and you're planning to start this, like,
right now? Yes.
So within the next month or so?
Yes.
Okay, and your name is Lee, right? Okay, so will Lee be successful in starting her small business for nursing within the next couple of months in getting enough money from the business, which will make her happy, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Well... Okay, what I get is there may be an issue as far as starting your business is concerned, or it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen in terms of timing. It's going to take a little bit longer for you to settle down. There's going to be some things may go wrong, which you are, let's say, not predicting, or there are certain things which you don't really know right now. And there's a good chance that, you know, something may go wrong as far as your movement forward in terms of this small business is concerned. It does seem like this is really what you want to do, or what your heart wants to do, or, like, you know, you feel very emotional about it, or there are, like, emotional feelings about wanting to be able to do this and to be able to make this successful. But because I'm seeing a couple of things kind of having some issues or problems or so on and so forth.
Is that business related or with family?
Well, that's a good question. Is that a problem as far as the love area of your life is concerned?
Nope, we're bliss and we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary of marriage in a couple of weeks on a solstice.
Okay. The question was more about the business, so I would just say that whatever issues I'm seeing here, I don't want to, like, apply them to other stuff, because then the reading will go a little bit off. So I do see that, you know, your heart is into it, you want to be able to do it, you want to be able to expand and go, do, like, it seems like you have a lot of big plans, and you want to be able to do it. But it's just, what I'm seeing is just, it's just not as easy as you think it is going to be, because there are some things that you haven't taken into account which you need to, which are going to cause problems, and there's also going to be some delays. So let me just check what is the best. So you really want to be financially okay. That's your major concern, right?
Yeah, financially independent.
Okay, so in order for her to be financially independent, what is the best step for her? The first option is that she wants to start a business right now. And the second one is she'll do a job until she gets all the loopholes of the business in place and then start the business. So the first one is going to be to start a business, and then the second one... Okay, none of them are like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one also has its own issues, and the second one has its own issues. It seems that as far as the second option is concerned, there is a lot of conflict as far as you are concerned. Just for yourself, there is conflict that you feel that there's going to be a delay in getting a job, or do you think that you may have to kind of, it may be like outside the city you are in, or it will be a little bit outside wherever you're located?
Once again, please, we broke up.
Do you feel that if you get a job, it will be outside the city or the area you're located in?
Do I feel that? Most likely, yes, for my line of work, yes.
Yeah, that's the thing that seems to be a challenge, and that's really what's causing the conflict in your mind. And you're kind of conflicted that in order for you to be happy, you want to be able to start your business. But the message I get is for you to be a little bit more vigilant, because it's what I'm getting is it's not as simple as you think. Like, there are a lot of other things which you haven't considered as far as starting the business is concerned. So if financial independence is your goal, then it may be just prudent to kind of have a little bit finances in your stack before you go that route. So even if you have to travel a little bit for the job, and which you, I know you don't like that because that kind of stresses you out.
Working for others, yes. Yes.
Yes, plus the fact that it's outside your city or outside your area.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you are so conflicted over what you want to do. So I'll just say this. If this were my reading, I would make sure that, you know, I have whatever cash I need until my business takes off, because it seems that there's a lot of things in your business which you haven't considered or you're not aware of. Because I looked at it twice, and both the times I saw issues. So
there is
quite a bit of things that you don't know. Or there's quite a bit of things that may delay things or cause issues.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
right.
the honesty. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Thanks for your call. And again, happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
Oh, have a great day. Okay. And I do, if I mentioned the phone number for my guest, by Shelley, wrong, let me give that out again. And I do have it listed here on the show page, the phone number to call for a private reading. Okay, here's the number. And by Shelley, you'll be ready, you'll be available at right after the show, right?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. So if you want to get a private reading, I would definitely encourage that. You know, people are just loving your readings. Here's the phone number. Jot it down, 415-735-6757. One more time, 415-735-6757. And again, the website is listed here right below the bio also. And remember, my guest will be here each Thursday at this time, which is 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, Pacific time. Don't forget to move your clocks ahead an hour Saturday night. Otherwise, you will miss the time on all my shows. You ready for that, Shelley? You ready to move your clocks ahead?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was thinking about it a few days back. When is it?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, this Saturday night, yeah. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I don't know. When it gets summertime, you know, and the sun's still out and it's already, you know, well after 9, it's like, whew, and it's like 100 degrees outside, please go down, son, so it cools off. But anyway, since I'm in Oklahoma, we have some hot summers. But anywho, you don't know that. Since you're in San Francisco, it stays kind of cool around there, doesn't it, most of you year round?
I have been to Oklahoma, though.
You have? Whereabouts?
Yes. I have driven there through, I think, Interstate 40. Does Interstate 40 run through there?
Right, yeah, right through
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's where I live, yeah. Okay, yeah, you've driven through, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's go next here, time left here. Area code 919, this is Terry. Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Terry, welcome.
Thank you. I would like to know if you see me being able to change jobs this year, and if so, when that might happen, or if that would even be a good move.
So you have a job right now, and you don't like it?
No, I need to. I feel like I need to move out from there.
So do you have you applied to any of the companies, or do you have any companies in mind which you're looking to see? Then I can tell you which one you're most likely to get, or no?
No, not yet. Just kind of seeing what's out there.
So you just want to know if you start applying, will you be able to get something new?
Well, yeah, will I change jobs, and should I change jobs at this point?
I don't really get I don't really get a yes on your question, that for whatever reason, I don't see that you will be changing a job. Or if you do change, it's going to be after a prolonged delay. It's not like anytime soon. Do you?
Okay.
Can I ask you something? Do you get paid well at your job?
I'm sorry?
Do you get paid well at your job?
Not that. I mean, it comes and goes. Sometimes I get paid well.
Yeah,
very
because
uneven.
I'm seeing issues with money as well, and I'm not sure if these are general issues with money or these are specifically pertaining to your current job or pertaining to your next job. But there is overall, there is like a big issue with money and with losses, and actually quite a bit of financial losses. So that's the reason I said that even if you do change it, it's going to be quite a bit further out, like not anytime soon.
Okay.
What you can do is like research some companies where you would like to apply. And that's how usually people call me. I have a lot of people who get chat readings because they can keep records of the reading. And they came back. There was a girl who came to me yesterday, and she had like a list of 5 to 7 companies when she came to me a few weeks back. We narrowed it down to 2 or 3. And when she came to me yesterday, she had like heard from the first one, and she was just waiting to hear from the second one. So it actually works better for you if you do it like that.
Okay.
Does that
make
sense?
But you said there's financial losses either way, right?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot more to the reading than what I gave you right now. Your question is not as simple as you're asking it. There is a lot more things going on in the background besides the question you're asking.
Okay.
So, but if really, like I said, if really job is your question, then I would just like research companies where I have a good position and then come with the 3 or 5 names, and then we can go from there.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Good luck. Okay.
Okay, thanks for your call. We do appreciate that. And that's all the time we're going to have for today, but Vaishali, if you would, again, give out all your contact information again for the listeners, where right after the show they can contact you to get a private reading.
Sure. You can go to my website. It's VaishaliNikhade.com. So that's my name, VaishaliNikhade.com. And on the website, if you go to the readings page, there's a call button. You can call in through the call button, or you can send an email through the contact us page, or you can give me a call, 415-735-6757, 415-735-6757.
Okay, very good. So that's going to do a great show, and I so enjoyed it for our first show, Vaishali. That was just great. You're really awesome. So,
thank you.
And I look forward to getting to know you a lot more here as we continue on in the weeks to come. So have a great week.
I hope the audience enjoyed it too.
Oh, they did. I'm already, you know, getting feedback from the Facebook. I mean, not Facebook. The people in the chat room letting me know they're really, really enjoying it. So there's some quick feedback for you. So that's really great. Great audience, too.
Good.
Big audience here to listen to you. So, all right. I'm looking forward to next week already. So have a great week, okay? Thanks for joining
us. Okay, have a great week, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Sure enjoyed that. I know you guys did also. And, again, contact my guest here again directly right after this show. So you can start calling here here in a minute so you can schedule and get a private reading right now. Here's the number again one more time, 415-735-6757. One more time in case your pens ran out of ink. Or your pencil broke, 415-735-6757 here on. So I will be back here, though, with more shows here upcoming here later today. Next show will be for sure at 7 o'clock Eastern, and I'll have another show before that or right after that. So check the Facebook. I'll be posting, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for joining me on Journey into the Light. Have a great day.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.